completely out of character. It's against everything that the people of this city stand for. This city has moved forward and is moving on. I didn't want last night to be standing witnessing a bomb exploding with people in nursing homes, people in homes, people in a bar and hotel being evacuated. These people are trying to bring us back to the past, but they never succeed. They're not as determined as we are, and we'll not be held back by these people.
In recent times, such attacks were directed against the security forces, they were directed against PSNI stations, against army barracks. The fact that this is now a car bomb in a commercial centre must be worrying.
It's worrying. It's hard to know if it was actually the target or the target was something else and they were disturbed. I just don't know. But what I do know is that these people profess to love their country, but they seem to spend every day trying to destroy it. And I just don't understand that. The people of Derry don't understand that. The people of Ireland don't understand that. They're living in their own little fantasy world, and they need to stop it.
Your party colleague in the Foyle MP, Mark Durkin, said this morning, the reality of this is that this isn't inconveniencing people in London. This isn't going to cause anyone in London to be shaking with fear this morning. The people shaking with fear, the people feeling the aftermath of this, are the people of Derry.
Well, that's right. You know, this does nothing to free Ireland. The only way that people can advance their political aims in this country now is through the democratic process. We've been arguing that case for 40 years. Now it is obvious to everybody, apart from this small number of people. They need to get with the programme.